We're doing Avat Chesed, and we're in the Chafetz Chaim's letter. The Chafetz Chaim told us about the importance of setting time and doing Chesed with one's body and one's money every day. And the last thing we saw was the quote from the Zohar about how when we do Chesed down here, then God does Chesed upon us from up above. And the Chafetz Chaim continues, Hayotze midvareinu, what we see from the things we said until now, Achi, my brother, v'rei'in, my friend. We have to strengthen ourselves very much with these two points. Doing business in Torah and chesed, acts of kindness. And if we ourselves don't succeed in bringing the complete redemption, at least we will succeed by delving and acting in Torah and chesed, that these pangs of Mashiach, the birth pangs of Mashiach, will go easier on us. And therefore I advise lilmod et sifri avat chesed. My work avat chesed. That's why we're learning this work. Chafetz Chaim advises to learn that. In that work you'll see and you'll prove, it'll be proven, ad kama gdola midat chesed lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how much God values this act, the trait of kindness, sheyesh bekocha lahapoch midat hadin hakasha lerachamim. That kindness can overturn the din in heaven into rachamim. Gam, furthermore, aleinu lishpoch tzareinu utlaoteinu lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Chafetz Chaim now told us, how do we deal with the difficult times? So he said, have a set time to learn every day. Have a set time to set chesed that you do every day. And furthermore, we have to pour our grief before our Creator, before the Holy One, blessed be He, ulitpalel lefanav shiyoshiyenu, and to pray to Him that He saves us. And even if a person himself is not worthy that his prayer be answered and that he should have kindness from above, mikol makom kivan shemitpalel umarbe betachnunim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu seh chesed imo. Nonetheless, if a person prays a lot and begs his Creator, even though he doesn't deserve it, God's going to give him what he wants. Kedita b'midrash Tanchuma, as the Midrash Tanchuma teaches us. Odita b'midrash Rabba Parshat Tetzaveh ala pasuk chuim achem dorim v'shuvu el Hashem. Furthermore, in the Midrash Rabba Parshas Tetzaveh, on the verse, take with you words and return to God, the Midrash says, Lefi sheYisrael omrim, hanseim chatum v'im kobanu mitkaper lehem. The Jewish people were saying, the princes, they sinned. They had a special offering at the erection of the tabernacle of the Mishkan, and they were atoned. Anu, but us, the Jewish people, said, "Ein lanu koban. We don't have a sacrifice. How do we get atonement?" Omer lehem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. God says to the Jewish people, "Dvarim ani mvakesh. What do I want from you? I want your words. Ve'in dvarim el haTorah. They said, "What do I want you to do? You deal in Torah." Amru lo ein lanu yudim. So the Jews said, "But God, we don't know how to learn Torah." Amar lahem, so God said, if you can't learn Torah, bechuv yitpalelu lefanai, then weep and pray before me. V'chi avotechem, your forefathers, Avram, Yitzhak, Yaakov, the Jews in Egypt, lo b'tfila paditi otam, didn't I save the Jews in Egypt because of their prayers? Sh'nemar, the verse says, v'yanchuv bnei Yisrael min avodah v'yizaku, the Jews sighed from the harsh labor in Egypt and yelled to their Creator, and that's how God redeemed them. So even though a person's sighing because he has troubles, not sighing because he's really close to his Creator, but life's tough. So he's being whipped as an Egyptian slave, and he turns his eyes to his Creator. God listens. Uvimei Yoshua, and in the days of Joshua, bechilo b'tfilasi tilem nisim, wasn't it in the merit of their prayer that I did miracles for them? Hoi, en ani mbakesh lo zevach lo korbanot el adorim. God says, I don't ask you to bring me sacrifices. What I want are your words. And therefore, aleinu litpalel, we should pray, v'lishpoch sicha lifnei Hashem, and pour our conversation before Hashem, sheyomar dai letzaroteinu v'yigaleinu, God should say it's enough to our afflictions, and God should redeem us. Uv'yameinu eilen, in these days the Chafetz Chaim ends, ma meod ra'uy v'nachon netaken lomar eze mizmorei tilim b'chol yom v'yom b'boker l'achar tfilah. How fitting it is that we should institute that every morning following the prayer, we should add chapters of Tehillim. Chafetz Chaim writes in his day, V'akadosh Baruch Hu yazin tfiloteinu, God should hear our prayers, uv'akashoteinu and our requests, v'yigaleinu mitzaroteinu, and redeem us from our afflictions, b'mehra v'yameinu, amen. And redeem us from our afflictions swiftly in our days, amen. This letter is from the Chafetz Chaim, it's called Ma'amar Eitza V'Tushiyah.